Welcome to the Coaching NYC podcast. Here's your host, Roger DeWitt.
Coaching NYC podcast number 3. This is where I'm going to be a little bit of transparent. It's one of those embarrassing podcasts, but I think it's an important lesson, and I think we all need to remember this, especially going into the holiday season. So one of the things I do, I'm a business and life coach. So on the business side, one of the things I do is coach customer service. So I'm a bit of a stickler when it comes to customer service because I'm always out there looking for the customer experience. There's a market near where we live in New York City, let's just say that the market has less than stellar customer service. It's the only one in the neighborhood, and so they don't really have to. And the staff oftentimes is very, very surly. And so I do my best to, joke around with them and get them out of themselves and make them smile. And that's kind of my little mission, my little game. And a couple of years ago, I was not in the mood to play. Let's just say that. And one of the women there was particularly surly and never smiled and always looked grumpy. And she did something. I don't even remember what it was, but I remember getting pretty upset because of how I was treated or I felt I was treated, also self-righteously. You know me, the big coach. I coach customer service. So, but anyway, she, and I remember saying something to the manager, and I kind of avoided her for the next several months. But then I said, enough is enough. And I actually started saying hello and smiling, and we are now fast friends. And it's been about 2 years now, and she's delightful. And I realized a couple of things. Yesterday I had a conversation with her as I was leaving the check stand, and we'll call her Margaret. That is not her real name, but I'm going to call her Margaret. And so Margaret and I were having a chat, and we were talking about Thanksgiving. And so, how was your Thanksgiving, Margaret? And she said, it was great. It was nice and quiet. And I said, oh, that's wonderful. I said, that's the way I like it, nice and quiet. She goes, yeah. She says, but, oh, it's going to get crazy now. And I said, really? She goes, yeah. She says, well, I got custody of my other grandson. I have custody of my first grandson. And she says, but now I have custody of my other grandson, and he's having a rough go, and, he's got to get used to me and all of this. And I'm looking at this 55-year-old woman, and I said, how old are your grandkids? And she said, the oldest is 3, and the one I just got today is 1.5 years. And I went, oh, my God. And I was adding backwards, and I was thinking, she probably got custody of her first grandchild about the time that I was criticizing her for her customer service. And I don't quite know what to say other than I was completely and totally humbled. I don't know that I could handle a 1.5-year-old and a 3-year-old right now, much less a woman in her 50s who is raising her grandchildren because she got custody of them. And I don't know why. I think going forward into the holiday season, I think we need to remember the old adage, don't judge a man until you've walked 2 moons in his moccasins. And I think we need to cut each other some great big slack. And I'm not saying, don't stand up for what you need, don't ask for what you need. But I am saying that understand that when people are grumpy or when people are having a rough go, that but for the grace of God, there go I. And we don't know what's going on in their life. And so as the big coach, I'm completely humbled today by this wonderful woman who taught me a great lesson about not only doing what feels impossible, but also somebody who is smiling despite her family situation. So let's cut each other some slack, eh? Have a great day.